Andrew, you've just been re-elected, yeah. But it was with about 4,000 votes fewer than you had in 2010. Mm. What's your reaction to tonight's result?
Well, my results said what they wanted us to say, and that's what the people wanted us to say, and I'm very pleased.
Now, you've been returned for a fourth term. There's been all sorts of speculation. One of the things that you've been asked about is whether or not you do intend to serve a full term. Will you guarantee to the people of the Isle of Wight?
I certainly will. Absolutely.
So there's no question that you're going to serve the full term and you'll be here for the next election.
Any such nonsense came out of a very small number of people, I'm pleased to say.
And what about your campaign? Because it has been very difficult. I know you've had lots of changes in your staff with agents coming and going and various accusations being made. What does that say about your whole campaign?
I think what it says is what's happened. I'm more interested in what's going to happen. We're moving ahead.
So moving on now, what are your priorities? What do you want to do now?
I think one of the issues is ferries. It's a constant issue and we've got to constantly keep it in mind. We've got to do something at national level about our membership of the EU and the referendum, which is promised by David Cameron. And third, the benefits and the disbenefits of the number of large numbers coming to this country as well as this island. And the problem is that it means that, for instance, if we have 300,000 more people living in this island nationally, then we have to find places for them to live. And houses don't just magic out of the air.
It has also been a very difficult time for people on the Isle of Wight with austerity. We've seen the NHS having to cancel operations locally. We've seen very large public sector cuts. Are you going to be continuing to support the austerity agenda, or is it time for you to say that the Isle of Wight actually needs more money, not less?
No, I'm going to say we've got to both cut the amount that we spend and make sure that the proper interests are dealt with here. So, for instance, the NHS must continue to grow, and that's to its benefit, and it's nationally its benefit.